So tell me about some of the landmarks in Sulphur Springs. Like, you have a hotel, right, that's kind of famous?
Well, yes, there is the whole hotel up here. It's Shiloh now. It was a Kilburg Hotel, the first hotel that was built here in 1910, and it was 5 stories high. It was very unique. It was built for the elaborate. It was not for just normal people.
So was it for Sulphur Springs residents, or was it for, like, people from out of town?
It was more for people out of town.
That had money?
That had money, yes. It had a ballroom, and they had big dances there. There were celebrities that came here and stayed there. It had its own elevator, and it was very well run. And at one time then, in 1920, John Brown bought it, and he had a military school there. And then when he did away with this military school, he just had a regular school, college there, and high school. And his mother had a grade school there, and he had what he called Camp Buddy. And then in 1940, it burned. It caught fire and burned, and they only restored the two bottom layers. They did not restore all five. But when it was in its first stages, it had a tower that you could go up in, and you could look into all three states.
How long have you lived in Sulphur Springs?
My husband was born and raised here. I have lived here about 40 years. We came here after we had lived in Illinois for 25 years, so I'm not really a native.
Okay, what about the John Brown University? You mentioned that kind of briefly. I mean, the school that he started eventually became the university that's now located in Salem Springs, is that right?
Yes, but when he left here, he went to California before he did that in Salem Springs. Yes, it is the same John Brown that has the university there. We also had a big bank robbery here in 1925. And it was the fourth time that it had been robbed, and robbed twice by the same man. Birchfield is the one that robbed it in 1925, and he had robbed it previously in 1920 and had been jailed, but he broke out of jail, and then he came back. And
His name was Birchfield?
Yes, Birchfield. There was four of them, and there was one man that lived here that was killed in the bank robbery.
Was Birchfield ever caught, or?
Yes, he was, and tried. And
do you know the story about how he was caught and tried? Was it here, or was it?
Well, he wasn't caught right away. It was a few weeks later after the robbery that he was caught. There was two men that were injured, and they were caught fairly quickly and put in prison. But Mr. Birchfield escaped for a while before he was caught. But he did go to trial and was incarcerated.
Well, tell me about the name of Sulphur Springs. Do you know the meaning of that name?
Yes, Mr. Hibbler, who started the town, came through here on vacation with his father. They were going to Shreveport, Louisiana, and he fell in love with the valley, and he convinced his father to buy 40 acres here. Out here in the park, there was a huge lake. And after purchasing the land, they decided to probe and see where the water was coming from, and they found four different springs down there. And they're all different waters. The first one was alkaline water, and then there was a sulfur water, white sulfur water, and then there was an iron spring, and then there was a black sulfur spring. They were all just within a few feet of each other, and that's what had fed the lake. So they drained the lake and set the springs up to and had him tested. And he decided to call his town Sulphur Springs, and he began to get investors to come in and invest money and start businesses and such. So that's how the town got its name.
I mean, we're Sulphur Springs. I mean, sulfur is not a very good thing to be around. Is it toxic, or is it fine? Or, I mean, was it healing powers at the time? I mean, there were a lot of those towns in this area that...
It had healing powers, and there were doctors who sent people here to take baths. This was a burger bath house here, and they took the mineral baths, and people would come here and drink that water, believing that it healed them, and it probably helped their stomach a lot, yes. The alkaline water is good water, and it does help. It takes the acid out of your system. And a lot of people now buy Kangen water, which is alkaline water. So, yes, it was for the healing. And we also have a Lithia Springs over across Butler Creek here.
Lithium spring?
Lithium Springs. It's the only one in the United States. And it doesn't have a lot of lithium in it, just a minor amount. But people used to come here, they would drink that water and they were healed. And people would come in here with jugs, all kinds of jugs, and load that water up and take it home with them and use it and come back for more.
But the spring's still there.
It is still there. For a while, it wasn't running because there was cracks that happened up in there, especially after they drilled a new well that we have. But they've gone in there recently and cleaned it out, and they're in the process of filling the cracks in. So it's going to run again.
Wow, because I know lithium was used for a time in the maybe it was the 60s or the 70s as a, it was actually in 7-Up, I believe. And it was used to kind of make you feel lighter, and it has some kind of cognitive effects to it.
But yes. We did have a water company here that bottled that water and shipped it out to different places.
Do you remember the name of that company, or is that?
No, I can't tell you the name of it. Just Sulphur Springs Water Company, I think is all it was called.
The Shiloh, tell me about the Shiloh community.
Well, it's a religious community. It's they sold different kinds of bread. It was a bakery for a while, but it's no longer open. And they had Christian retreats up there. But the man that purchased it lives in Pennsylvania, and he moved all the bakery and everything back to east to Pennsylvania.
So the community doesn't exist anymore here, or is it?
It's up there. There's a few people up there. There's a church up there, but no, they don't have a bakery. They aren't really open anymore.
Where is it precisely?
It's south of this building, right up there across the park in south, straight up. You can see it. There were 11 hotels in this town at one time, and lots of different businesses, groceries and meat markets and merchandise businesses and so forth.
So what happened? Where did all those hotels go? What happened to them?
Well, there was a series of fires here, and places burned, and the water and light company burned. When it did, there was no more electricity, so businesses had to have electricity, so they moved out.
And residents didn't decide to raise money to...
Well, they did eventually, but when they first got it to going, they only had electric turned on certain times of the day, and that was all. It was turned off at night, at 10 o'clock at night.
Can you imagine that? Would that affect you?
Oh, yes. Ladies could only do their washing and ironing on one day.
One day?
Usually Monday.
Because there wasn't any...
There was no electricity, so they couldn't use a washing machine or an iron. They couldn't iron clothes. So, unless they had a gas iron.
What other stories do you have about Sulphur Springs that are mentioned in your book that you're quite fond of? I mean, you obviously are the historian, or you love history.
Yes, well, in the book we do have the history here of the town history, and we've also got businesses that were here and pictures of the hotel, the doctors that were here, and we have some of the homes that were here. So there was caves around here that people came and visited, and the Spanish Treasure Cave actually is in Sulphur Springs. Now, the railroad came here, and they had an excursion train that came down from Kansas City on weekends, and there would be 1,000 people that would come here and be in this park. The park at one time had two islands, and they had entertainment on those islands, and the people would come here and drink the water and enjoy the entertainment for the weekend and then go back to Kansas City to their jobs. But it was nice to get away from the city for a while into this small town.
When did the railroad quit doing the excursion train? Did it, is that when it kind of also, when the fires also kind of?
Well, I don't remember the year that they stopped. They had a restaurant here as well. The Van Noy restaurant was here. And people would get off the train and be able to have a delicious dinner. I'm not sure when the railroad stopped coming here on the excursion trains. But we had a man that named Mr. Eaton that came here and developed the Ozark Colony. And he had a Chautauqua every year. And he made furniture and built it. We have pieces of the furniture that he made here in the museum. And he sold it, shipped it out of here.
What's a Chautauqua? What is that?
Well, it's a musical entertainment.
And you kind of explain this in your book.
Yes, it's in the book. And people would come from New York to play in the Chautauqua. And he also taught music. And so they would come here during the summertime and have these different programs.
Do you have a title here specifically? Is it like curator of the museum or historian?
I'm the city historian, and I am not the chairman of the commission, but I am on the commission. I am the library director, so I do have a library, and it's up in the old school building.
Do you volunteer all your time out?
Yes, I volunteer all of my time.
Why? Why do you volunteer all your time? You're 82, right? Right.
That's right, but for the benefit of the city, and I would like to promote our city. I would like to see it grow more into a more of a retirement city. And I just love the people here. When I first moved back here, I did not want to move here. My husband, having been raised here, wanted to move back. And I really liked it in Illinois. However, I moved with him, and I decided I'm not going to sit around and whine and cry about moving. I'm going to be productive, and I'm going to get involved and do what I can do to better the community. So that's what I've done.